Yes. So thank you, Edina, for those powerful remarks of connecting the youth and leadership in the line of intergenerational leadership, but importantly, strengthening the whole purpose of why it is important to network, important to mentor, but also taking a look at for us to end these new forms of violence. It does not take you, it doesn't take a one person approach, it is a collective approach, but also as a person, you need to be in a place where you're able to counsel, you're able to to network and make referrals to ensure that the survivors of violence are able to access services, but also recognizing the need of why youth need to be at the center of these conversations, because the forms of violence we see right now, especially around digital targeting young women, is very it shows why it is important not to leave other youth behind. So thank you for bringing that youth and feminist lens into this discussion. So officially, we go now to our panel, and for colleagues who have just joined us, I'm Immaculate Omcha, and I work with Center for Women Justice Uganda, but a very proud member of International Community of Women Living with HIV, working at East Africa and at global level. So I want to really to welcome you all who have just joined us. Now I'll take it on by introducing our panel. We have a panel of strong feminist leaders representing the region, but also from the global. And I would love to welcome Jelope Limo, one of the young person I passionately follow, that she never stands for anything that is not just, and a strong advocate for young people. Jero will start us off with what is new and evolving forms of violence for young women. Edna has already spoken to some of the issues, but she's going to build on it. I know Jero as a strong feminist, strong advocate for young people. On both intersectionality issues, including SRHR, HIV, gender-based violence. So, Jero, we welcome you to this space. I'll also introduce our other speaker, who is Grace Iklamat. Grace, I hope I've pronounced your second name correct. Grace, who now is a very close friend. Grace works with as a champion for as a Thrive champion against violence against women, but she's also a project coordinator at Raising Voices. Grace brings on this space experience, well-celebrated experience around advocacy and how it shapes the feminist approach across the region and abroad. She works with Raising Voices, which does work in different countries across the globe, but also brings in experience around movement building and how what does it mean to hold space in solidarity while addressing the challenges that are before us. And then we'll have Sophie Bryan, one of the strongest leader I've ever met who never sleeps until the world recognizes what it means to be a woman, but also important what it means to be a woman living with HIV, where a woman living with HIV need to be at the table where decisions are made, need to be in the policies, and the word woman, gender, feminist has to strongly come out in all the work that we do. So Sophie is a global coordinator for International Community of Women Living with HIV. And on this space, she'll be bringing out the global feminist perspective. How do we sustain momentum amid this backlash and ensure that violence against women remains, ending violence against women remains central to the global agenda? And yeah, so that's those are the speakers we have for today. So allow me to start with Jello to take us on. Jalop, if you are near your mic, please feel free to pick it up and speak to us.
Hi, Immaculate. Thank you so much. Hi, everyone. I hope you're all well. It's such an honor to. But to start us off, my name is Jerob Limo. I lead an organization called Ambassador for Youth and Adolescent Reproductive Health Program here in Kenya. And like Immaculate said, I have a strong bias for women and girls. And I am proud of that because then as a woman and as a young woman, I come from a place where I wear those shoes. So I truly understand. And for me, it's to use my privilege, my opportunities, my expertise to be able to champion for fellow women and girls. So I'm definitely, definitely honored to be here. And special gratitude to ICW East Africa for always involving us and for engaging us throughout the implementation of this amazing program. Just to start us off, and I just want to sort of like paint a picture. Women and girls have been going through violence for ages, for decades, for a long time. But in recent years, we've seen shifts. For the longest time, we used to talk about violence against women, and we hear about physical violence, we hear about sexual harassment, we hear about verbal violence. But now we are seeing different forms of violence that we didn't know before. And particularly for women and for women living with HIV and for young women, it is, I think, the evolving, when the world is evolving, so is violence evolving. And hence, it's important to talk about these new forms of violence and even how best then do we address these forms of violence, provide systems for redress, also act and hold perpetrators accountable. In our governments, in our countries, in our places of work, in our homes, etc. One of the things I'd want to highlight is technology-facilitated abuse. While this was not common before, we've seen it become common, and I just want to highlight one of the cases we're talking about in my country. Come after, so she takes her phone and she takes it to someone to fix the phone, and on her phone, she had taken nude pictures from way back, many years back. And unfortunately, this someone who is supposed to make their phone went and was able to access her photos that she took when she was like 20-something years old. And he's been bullying her, and he released the photos online. So here is a 40-year-old woman whose nudes are online and everyone is talking about her and is bullying her for doing what she felt she wanted to do with her body.